Hello and welcome to the 32nd episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today I'm going to be going over my trophy count, brawlers that I've been doing good and bad with, and just some other things that just been going on with my account. So before we get into the episode, I'm probably going to be doing one of these podcasts where I just update you on like my account either once a week on like the weekend or maybe every 2 weeks when the season ends. I'm not completely sure. Let me know if you want to see these every week or just when the season ends. So, yeah, that's pretty much all that needs to be said. Let's get right into the episode. Alright, so at the end of the last season reset, it was at around 13,500, I want to say. So, at the moment, I'm up to 14,350. So, I've gained around, like, 800-ish trophies over the course of the 2 weeks, so, I mean, definitely not the best. I haven't been playing too much, not burnout or anything, just not been playing that much Brawl Stars. I mean, today I was actually kind of playing for a while. I mean, it kind of depends how I'm feeling. Like, some weeks I'll play a lot, and other weeks I won't play that much. I mean, it kind of just depends on like what maps are at and stuff. But yeah, so I mean, I know like one season I got like 2,000 or 3,000 trophies. That was kind of crazy, but they're getting harder to gain trophies, mainly because like I'm going up against harder opponents since I have more trophies, obviously, and it's not as easy because, like, I don't know, I think I just sort of rushed my account in some way. Like, a lot of my brawlers that are at 500 are, like, level 5 or 6. And a lot of the people I'm going up against in that range have, like, level 8 or 9 or have their star powers. So, it's been a little bit hard playing, but I think I'm starting to do good again. Like, yesterday I got my Nita to 500, and today I got my Tick to 500, which is pretty nice. But yeah, so only 800-ish trophies. I mean, I'm assuming that's actually not horrible because of how high up I am at this point. But yeah, I'm not completely sure. But yeah, so I'm getting close to completing the trophy road. I need 150 more trophies, and I'll have beaten the trophy road. Super excited to get that 150 gold for completing the whole entire thing. Great prize to really, like, end the whole thing. Glad that I get that 150 gold. But, yeah, so I don't know if I've gotten, yeah, I've only gotten too many brawlers up to 500. The ones that I remember, obviously, were Tick and Nita. I got them, like, in the past few days. I think that there was probably, like, one or two other brawlers that I got to 500, but I didn't get too many. I've kind of been working on getting them all close up where just, like, an hour of decent showdown pushing will get them to 500. So, pretty much everyone's around, like, 450 to 350 range. So, I kind of have everyone prepared to get to 500. So, yeah, hopefully I can get everyone to 500 by next season. I think that there's a pretty good chance, like, because like I said, everyone's, like, pretty close at this point. I don't think there's anyone that'll really struggle with. I mean, I was thinking Tick might be the worst for me, but I didn't realize how strong he was, and I was just pushing him in heist, and I went, like, 12-0 or something with him, which is randoms, which is really saying something, because I don't play heist that much, so yeah, I think since I got Tick out of the way, I should be good for getting everyone to 500. So my top brawler is still Crow. I haven't been playing him really at all this season. He's at like 680 or something. I didn't really feel like pushing him up. I kind of decided it would be smarter to focus on like pushing up the rest of my brawlers so I can like have more balanced account, I guess, and just get more trophies overall. I'm probably next season I'm gonna work on finishing everyone off and get everyone to 500. But then the season after that, I think I'm gonna go all out on Crow and try to get past like top three in the country and try to get number one global. I mean, I know I can do it. What is my best with him? I think I got like 890 something with him at one point, so I think I can get 1,000. Just I'll have to start playing him earlier in the season because that time when I did it, I started pushing him on like double trouble, so I was kind of late. But yeah, I haven't really been playing with him too much. Probably won't next season either. But after that, once I get him into 500, I think my next big project for my account will be to get the 1,000 crow, and then I'm gonna start trying to just farm up star points. But yeah, so for like levels of my brawlers, I finally am gonna be getting another brawler star power. I used to only have crows. Well, I still do, but I finally had enough gold to get my Piper to level 9, so now I just need to get her star powers. I'm really excited to get Snappy Sniping because obviously it probably is the best star power on the game at this point. It's just so good. Makes Piper like top three best brawler in the game. So yeah, I'm super excited to get that. It will really help me push on my Piper because Piper at the moment's my second highest trophy brawler with like somewhere in the high 500. So hopefully I can get my Piper to 700 or something with this star power. So yeah, I'm also getting pretty close with Barley, Rico, and Mortis. They're all at level 8. Especially my Barley, he's like 100 power points away, and then Rico and Mortis are kind of like 200 or 300 away. But yeah, I'm starting to get to the stage where I'm actually gonna be able to start working on maxing out my account. I mean, those are just a few brawlers. A lot of my brawlers, like I think my like most common level a brawler would be at is level 6. So I need a lot of gold because I got like 20 upgrades. But yeah, hopefully I can start getting some new star powers. And let's see, I'm trying to think if there is really anything else that needs to be covered. Oh yeah, I guess for the club. So originally we were planning on making the new club for like the Cosmos club organization, Earth. And I was gonna be the leader of it, but it didn't really work out because we had like one other club that didn't have like a ton of people in it, and people were joining that one instead. And also, of course, I took a risk on the Discord servers I'm in, and the recruiting one. If you like post more than once every 3 days, you get banned if they notice, and I took the risk and went for it, and I ended up getting banned, so I couldn't really recruit because it takes like a week or so before you can get unbanned from recruiting. So we decided that it would just be smarter to do it later on once I'm unbanned and like all the other clubs are fully built up to create Earth. But at the moment, the club I'm in, I rejoined back in Mercury, and we are at around 1.25 million. So we're still kind of stuck on this 1.2 million range. We're trying to get to 1.3. The issue is, like, there's no really good trophy, like, required trophy count to join because if we set it up to, like, 11,000, where, like, we would have members that wouldn't be instantly kicked. Like, we would just dip in trophies because no one would join, and we'd have a few people leaving. But if we set it to like 9 or 10,000, those people are getting kicked almost immediately. So it's really hard to find like that perfect area, which has been kind of like our main downfall. But I think we're about to get there by the end of the week. So that should be pretty exciting. The Brawl Podcasters Club, I mean, it's doing decent. Like, obviously, it doesn't have like a million trophies yet. Hopefully, we can get that at some point. But yeah, that club's also been doing pretty good. Definitely seen a few new members join. And yeah, I think that's going to be pretty much it for my account update. There's nothing else that really needs to be covered. Just got a few new brawlers to 500. Getting close to beating the Trophy Road, and the Clubsmen are doing pretty good. So, yeah, it's pretty much going to wrap it up for this segment. Remember to let me know if you want to see me do this every week or just at the end of the season. Just, like, update you on how everything's been going on in Brawl Stars. So, yeah, it's pretty much going to wrap it up for this. Alright, so welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. Before I wrap it up, be sure to give me some suggestions for these types of episodes, and if there's anything that you want me to do in these. I mean, let me know if you want, like, a box opening in them, or just something like that. Let me know, and I'll be sure to listen to your guys' feedback. Pretty much all that needs to be said. We do not have any new 5-star reviews. But if you'd like to get shouted out in the next episode of the podcast, leave a 5-star review and I'll read it in the next episode. So, yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for the episode, and I'll see you in the next one.